This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and their fasting. Of the common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and in their state of fasting is that they delay depositing and paying Zakatul Fitr until the very, very end. And I want you to know that there is nothing holding you back in the first 15 days or the next in the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan of giving your Zakatul Fitr to those who are going to deliver it to those who are needy if it requires that length of time. Now, understand at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, zakah used to be, you know, immediate, that you could take the food to those who you knew were poor in your community. And if that is something you're able to do in your particular community, barakallahu lak, barakallahu alayki ya ukhti, continue with that great tradition. But if it is something where you know that there are social services and in Western countries, everybody kind of has enough that they are not in need of zakatul fitr, then you are at times looking for other neighboring communities where it needs to be paid out. And the easiest way to transfer it is that you transfer the amount for people to buy the staples and the food or to provide it for others in regions that you yourself cannot travel to and attain to, so that it becomes an essential duty for you to send it a little bit earlier rather than to delay it. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is that Zakatul Fitr should be paid before Salat Al-Eid. Don't wait until you come to the Eid prayer to pray Zakatul Fitr. Don't wait until the Imam is about to end the takbir and begin the Salah and you say, here's my $50 for myself and my family. Zakatul Fitr is paid for every adult, child, man, woman who lives in a particular household and is a Muslim. So for myself, I can pay on my behalf, my wife and my three children. If my father's visiting and he's with me, I can pay on his behalf or he can pay on his behalf. All of that is meant to be paid out to those who are in need of it, that the day of Eid comes and all of us are able to celebrate. There's food on everybody's table and there is comfort that is provided for each and every one of us. Do not delay your Zakatul Fitr until the last moment, until the last hour where the Imam is about to lead Eid prayer. It is always a difficulty for your Zakatul Fitr to therefore get paid out with that regard. I want you to know that according to the correct opinion, you should not pay Zakat al-Fitr with a niyyah on behalf of someone if they have not set the niyyah themselves. So, you know, we cannot just estimate, oh, there's probably $2,000 going to come in, let's just send the $2,000 from now. It's something where, you know, the niyyah has to be set for it to be transferable in that sense as the person's wakil. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. So make it easy for yourself. Make your Zakatul Fitr count. Send it with the intent of Allah. I also want to clarify that Zakatul Fitr does not affect the validity of your Siyam. So if for whatever reason you forgot to pay or didn't pay, your Siyam is still valid. It's not that there is no statement that your fasting is hanging between the earth and the heavens until you pay Zakatul Fitr. You should make it up, but your siyam is still valid without it, although it is considered a sin to withhold that right from the believers unless you are worthy of receiving Zakatul Fitr yourself. May Allah protect us from that. Allahumma ameen.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.